love these stories. It's that time of year. The whales are visiting far north Queensland, and people just get absolutely enthralled with their arrival up here. And I don't blame them. It's a wonderful experience. People go out there and they're sitting on a boat, and the whale comes up to the boat, or sometimes dives under the boat and comes up the other side. And there's eye contact between the people lined right along the side of the boat and the whale itself. And it seems like there's almost an interaction. The whales seem to be as interested in the people gawking at them as the gawkers are in the wild. Anyway, this is a little story from Bronwyn Farr today in the Kent's Post. They are elusive and notoriously inquisitive. And the only place in the world you can interact with them for a short time each year is our Great Barrier Reef. Divers and snorkelers alike can see minke whales at the Ribbon Reef, 120 k's from Cairns, which local operators, including ProDive Cairns, Mike Ball Dive Expeditions and Divers Den, they've got permits from the Marine Park Authority for guests to swim with the minkes. Anyway, it goes on to talk about the various aspects of the whole experience and how people are getting out there, and the fact that there's a queue up to go out on these boats. No wonder, because it's obviously a wonderful experience. Now, I've got Craig Stephen on the line. Craig is the Managing Director of Mike Ball Dive Expeditions. He's on the line. Yes, he is on the line. Hello, Craig.
Hello, John. Good morning.
Tell me about this experience. What do people tell you after they've been swimming with the minke whales? They've been, for example, snorkelers. Just about everybody can snorkel, even if they can't scuba dive. Tell me what they say to you when they get back on the boat.
They're blown away, John. I mean, it's you have to see it to believe it. Honestly, people come up on the back deck and they're actually teary. And I think there might be some other issues going on there, but they are so excited by what they've just experienced, you know, because, I mean, viewing whales from a platform, it's fantastic, you know, the big humpbacks. And the minke whales that we swim with, they're a lot smaller. They're only around 8 meters, but nonetheless, an 8 meter mammal swimming up to you within a meter or two, it's quite an amazing experience, you know, and one that people never forget. That's for sure.
I love your term, only 8 meters. I mean, that's like a bus.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're 8 meters and they weigh several tons. They're not small by any figure of the imagination. But when you're comparing them with humpbacks, but which are commonly seen as well on from viewing platforms. But here, you know, you can be in the water snorkeling, and as I said in that media post, there was that they are very, very curious and very inquisitive. So we often wonder who's looking at who.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Are they gentle?
Very, very gentle, yeah. We've spent a long time doing research, and predominantly from the mid-90s, there was a lot of research done and is still ongoing with JCU. And one of the big parts of the studies was their behaviour and their interaction with humans, and which is why ultimately we managed to get to a point where we could have this swim with minke program, because the researchers and everything that they've captured to date suggests that they're very curious. They come very close, within a meter, as I said, but we've never experienced any threatening behavior at all. They're very gentle. They look at you as they swim by. They'll roll and show you their bellies, and I think over the years, we're seeing more and more changes to their behavior in that a lot of their natural behavior, whether it's opening their jaws and gulping and spy hopping and all sorts of behavior that we seem to be experiencing more of, and it could be because we see the same animals every year. Yeah. It may be that their comfort zones are increasing, you know.
Mm. What's spy hopping?
Spy hopping is when they go inverted in the water. So they'll actually, they're straight up and down, and they'll come up and they'll look out of the water, you know, and have a bit of a look around. And that sort of behaviour can happen right next to you. You know, it really is quite something.
Now, Craig, tell me this one too, because I went out years and years ago and people were intrigued by the fact that the whales, which would have been humpbacks, I think, came right up to the edge of the boat and seemed to catch the eyes, in fact, stare into the eyes of the people who are staring at them. I mean, is there any sort of contact, do you think, any awareness of each species?
I believe so. I definitely do feel that. And the minkes, and again, we have the same, we can identify them like many animals. They've got the same patterns, you know, so we can identify the same whales coming back every year. And their behavior characteristics, certainly with the researchers and our staff who have dived with them for decades, actually, they become familiar with the whales. That they get some that are closer. Some of the young ones obviously sit back a little bit further until they get used to being around humans. But no, I believe so. I mean, I think that's where the tears come from. You know, people are staring eye to eye. They're looking into their eyes. And the whales are often comfortable enough, too, that they'll actually swim up to you, looking at you, and they will close their eyes and glide past. Now, to me, that's a mamma which is pretty relaxed and pretty comfortable and probably enjoying the experience, you know?
Jeez, this is fascinating. Now, let me ask you, if you, people listening to this, oh, I've got to go and have that experience, but I presume the queue starts at Mount Isa, does it?
It does. At the moment, it does. Look, we've had an amazing year, and I think that normally our market is scuba divers, you know, which is, and we're a live aboard, so we're more experienced divers come and dive with us. And generally speaking, 70% of our business comes from international travellers. The domestic support this year has been second to none. As we know, many people are suffering badly, but some companies are doing well. And I think that we've pushed out further with the holiday here type advertising that's going on. The minke whales have appeared probably on coffee table magazines that they normally may not appear on. So I think it's reached out to a broader audience. And I can certainly see we've got changes. Traditionally, divers and snorkelers, but now we're getting a lot more mature people, if you like, coming out to view the whales. So we're definitely, this year we've moved out in a different area. And yeah, look, it's we're booked out. This year was booked out 100%, and then next year I'd suggest we're around 2/3 to 3/4 booked already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's a window June, up until the last week of July. They appear en masse. You see one or two coming through May. And then come June, they're all here en masse, and they hang around for approximately 6 to 8 weeks and then fairly quickly dissipate back down south after that. So,
what do you and your reel do for the other 10 months of the year? Struggle like everybody else, I suppose, at the moment?
Well, as I said, we've got a bit of a captive audience. We have certified divers, so people who their main hobby, if you like, is scuba diving, and a lot of them travel overseas. So obviously, a lot of the scuba divers within Australia still want to get their fix, but they cannot travel overseas because Micronesia, Indonesia, it's all there right on their doorstep. So there's some fantastic diving offshore Australia, but at this time they cannot go overseas. So we're quite fortunate that we've had very, very good support actually over this last year, which has been great. And one of the things that we've all noticed, there's been a lot of negativity around the Barrier Reef and global warming and bleaching, but the reef is bounced back remarkably well since 2016-17.
Exactly.
And it's phenomenal. And a lot of our guests that are coming on board, divers, they go overseas. They come in here and they're going, wow, didn't realise it was this good.
Yes.
So we're getting some positive news, and I think the narrative is changing a bit.
Exactly.
That we're starting to see that it is bouncing back.
Learn to ignore the fibbers in China and UNESCO, because it's. I hear this all the time. It's magnificent.
Well,
Craig, this has been fascinating today. Really interesting.
Yep.
Thank you. Craig Stephen on the line, Managing Director, Mike Ball, Dive Expeditions.